Right, so Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the ninth parak of Maseches Kelim, and we're up to Parak Tes, Mishnah Hei. Charasin shenishtamish ben mashkin tameim. If you have pieces of charas that had been used for tamei liquids, so it has liquids, tamei liquids that are absorbed in the charas, v'nafal avir atanra, then it falls into, those pieces of charas go into the airspace of a tanur. Husa katanra tamei. If the oven was heated up, it becomes tamei, because we assume those liquids are coming out. Shesof mashkalatzes. They come out from the charas that they're absorbed in. And the same as if you have olive pulp that the oil was squeezed out from. So if there's still some tamei liquid absorbed in it and it falls into a hot oven, the oven becomes tamei because the heat is going to draw out that tamei oil. Aval b'yishana tahar. But if it's old olive pulp, then it falls into a hot oven, the oven's going to be tahar, because you have to assume that it's totally dried out, that there's no oil left in that pulp. But if you know that there still is liquid, there still is oil coming out, then even if it's 3 years later, it's going to become tamei. You don't assume it's totally dried out if you know that it's not. If you have olive pulp or grape skins that the oil or wine were made in Bitahara. So whoever pressed the oil or the wine and all the kalim that were used for it were all tahar. So everything was tahar, and the pulp and the skins reabsorbed that tahar oil and that tahar wine. And then people who were tamei walked on them. And then after the tamei people walked on them, the mashka was squeezed out of them. Tahar. And we assume that those mashkin remained tahar. Because they were made in a state of tahara, meaning they were not exposed to tumma while they were a liquid. They were only exposed to tumma while they were absorbed inside of a solid. Kush shabala es hatzinora. If you have a wooden spindle that swallows the hook that was on the tip of the hook, so this was something that was used to spin thread. So it has a little hook to catch the material. So if the wood is very soft and the hook sort of sinks into the wood and becomes totally absorbed inside of the wood, or milmad shabala es hadravan, or you have an ox goad that's made out of wood that swallows the nail that was on the tip of the ox goad, or levena shabala es hatabas, or you have a brick that swallows up a metal ring that gets mixed into the clay of the brick, vehein tahurim, and these metal hooks, or these metal kalim, were all tahar at the time that they were absorbed inside this other thing, and now it's absorbed inside. Nichnasu la'olameis nitma'u. If they go into the same room as a dead body, they become tamei, even though they're totally balua in something else. Hisita nazav nitma'u. And if a zav moves them, they become tamei b'tumasasit. Nafu la'avir atan or tahar. But if they go into the airspace of an oven, if they go into the airspace of a tahar oven, timuhu, they're going to be metame that oven. Nagaben kikar shel truma, but if a loaf of bread of truma touches them, it touches the thing that did the absorbing, not the thing that was absorbed, tahar, then the bread is going to be tahar, because it didn't touch the tamei item, it only touched the wood or the brick or whatever it was that was covering the tamei item. So even though it's truma, and we're normally pretty machmir about truma, we're makel in such a case. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Hei, we said that if you had pieces of pottery that absorbed tamei mashka, and then it goes into the airspace of an oven, if the oven gets heated up so that that mashka comes out, it's going to be tamei. Similarly, if you have olive pulp that's absorbed that has tamei olive oil absorbed in it, and you put it into a hot oven, so you assume it comes out and it's going to be metame the oven. But if it's old olive pulp that's totally dry, it's not going to cause a problem unless you know that it has enough moisture. Even though it's more than a year old, but it has enough moisture to cause a problem. Then in Mishnah Vav, we spoke about olive pulp or grape skins that were all done in, that have oil or wine that was absorbed in it, that was all done b'tahara. And then tamei people walked on it, and then you drew out that oil or that wine, it's still going to be tahar because it was all done, bitahara. Then we discussed if you have a metal kli that gets totally absorbed inside of a larger kli, and the metal kli was tahar at the time that it got totally absorbed inside of the larger kli. So if they go into a room with a dead body, they become tamei, even though it's balua. Normally the rule is that tumah balua is not metame, and if they become tame with hesed azav as well, and they become and they metame the airspace of an oven as well. The only kula that we have is if a truma loaf of bread touches them, touches the item on the outside, the truma loaf of bread remains tahar. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnah Zayin.